Hey everyone, I have Todd Yetter here. He is Jesse Margera's drum tech and Fuckface Unstoppable stage technician. Hey Todd, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Not a lot. What are you up to?
I am sitting in my garage drinking wine.
That's awesome. I was just curious, is there anything else you'd like to add, or is that good?
No, that's cool, man.
All right. Just curious, do you know why we're here today?
Yeah, you want to talk to me about Novak and Dream Seller.
Yes. I'm just trying to help promote the Dream Seller documentary, and I'm just going to start off with some questions here. All right, well, I was wondering how well you know Brandon Novak.
I know him pretty well. He's actually a good friend of mine.
It's good to hear. I was just curious, when did you first meet him?
Very first time I met him was years ago at Rex's on Gay Street in Westchester. My band used to play there a lot. I used to hang out there a lot.
Okay.
Years ago, back in the day. That's my first experience of meeting him. I didn't really know him then, just would meet him and then meet him occasionally. It was years later that I actually became friends with him.
All right, so what was he like when you first met him?
When I first met him, he was great. I mean, he was, you know, right in the heyday of Jackass, Viva La Bam stuff, so he was... just really cool dude.
Alright, so you met him like right back when Viva La Bam was still filming.
Yeah.
Did you know anything about like an addiction back then, or?
No, not really, man. I was too involved in playing, and touring, and I didn't really follow him or necessarily the show quite on.
Okay, what was the longest period of time you've spent with him?
The longest period straight in a row in the last Fuckface tour, which is long.
Pardon me?
The last Fuckface tour, which was a month long. He didn't do the whole tour, but that was probably a good 2.5-3 weeks of every day with him.
Oh. What was it like to hang out with him for that period of time?
It's great sometimes, and it's really difficult other times.
Yeah. Have you ever read his book, The Dream Seller?
Yeah, I have.
What were your thoughts and opinions on it?
I have mixed emotions on it. I go back and forth. I love him, and Franz, who helped him write that book. And I think it's a it's a good read. It's insightful and it's helpful to people with addiction, and it lets you look into his mind a little bit and see what he's dealing with. It doesn't necessarily let you know what his friends and family deal with as much.
Yeah.
Which can be hard. You know, it's very hard to see a friend with an addiction, dealing with it sometimes.
Has Novak like ever come to you like to help him or?
In what way do you mean?
Like addiction wise, like.
Not in probably if I understand the question where you're going with this, not in that way, no.
All right.
support him. I don't get disappointed or I don't believe him when he falls, you know, off the wagon. I may get disappointed at times. But I wished he could beat it. And he does beat it, but then eventually, you know, he struggles with it. And that's the part that I don't hate him, because it's a disease, and you can't hate somebody that has a disease.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, you know, I've had, you know, experience with people that have had diseases. And, you know, you don't want to put them down and, you know, hate on them because they're addicted to something. You know, you just got to reach out for them and, you know, be able to offer some help, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, help him in hand if he needs it, you know, or wants it. Or not even necessarily if he wants it, but if I see that he needs help, I would step in and help him.
Of course, you know, friends, right? You know.
A lot of people, you know, they somebody has an addiction and they struggle with it, they just hate the person or they can't stand being around them. I'm not saying that it's all fun and games. It's not. But, you know, that's what friends do. They got your back. They try to help you. It just is difficult sometimes. You know, I'm not going to lie about it. You know, other times, you know, we have great times, man. We've laughed, spent many days together, just having a good time, man.
Yeah. Have you ever had any negative experiences with Novak?
I've had some unpleasant experiences, yeah.
Would you care to share any?
Well, I'll share the most recent one only because it's pretty much public knowledge, because Bam has told the story many times now. On the last tour, when we were in Houston, Texas, we were leaving the next morning to go to Dallas, and I was awoken by the bus driver telling me Novak was outside with some hooligans. And the long story short is there was a drug dealer outside that he was fucking with, and the drug dealer ended up trying to come up on the tour bus, and I had to kick him off, throw him outside. And then that woke up. Chris Markovich was there. He woke up. Greta was there. And she got up. But, yeah, it was a little intense there for a bit. And then we got him up on the bus, got the drug dealer out of the fucking scene, and went to Dallas. To which, you know, Bane woke up to Novak laying face down on the floor in the middle of the tour bus. So that was the last day of the tour for him.
Wow. Sounds pretty crazy.
It's not fun, man. It's not fun.
If you don't mind me asking, what happened to Novak? Why was he laying down, or is that just too personal?
Well, I mean, the obvious signs are he was on something. I don't know what he was on. Could have been pills. Could have been, who knows, whatever.
Jeez.
I mean, later on in Dallas, we were at a bar, and he finally came to and got around and got up, and he came over to the bar that me and Dan and Nikki were sitting at a table, and Jess, and pretty much admitted everything that he was doing, and realized, look, that was just going to be his last night.
How far back was that?
That was in November.
November, yeah, okay. Yeah, I heard about something on the BAM radio. He was talking about something like that. Pretty sure. Called up Novak a couple nights ago, and he was talking about you. You guys, you were saying you guys are pretty good friends, and
yeah, I mean, I love him, dude. I really do, and yeah, I've done a lot of stuff for him, and I still would. I haven't seen him in a little bit. He was down visiting his mom and whatnot. So
yeah, that's what he was saying. Baltimore, right?
Yeah, Baltimore area. I'm not gonna say the exact town, but yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you don't want to give out that much information. Is there any other, anything else you'd like to share?
Well, as far as the documentary goes, I mean, Chapman is doing a great job putting it together. He's got a lot of stories, interviews. So I think once it's finally finished, it will be really insightful and even helpful to people.
Yeah, most definitely. Franz was saying he was getting quite a bit of messages from people saying it helped them out.
Yeah, I think ultimately that's I don't know if it's his goal, but I like to see that it helps people. Talking about it, it's out there. It's not something that's hidden and not talked about. That's when the stuff just isn't good.
What were your other than helping people? What other things are you expecting from the book? Like inside the book, like do you understand what I mean?
So you're talking about the next Dream Seller book?
Yes, Dream Seller Part 2 that Franz and Novak are currently working away at.
Some of the things that Novak's written for it. I don't know how it will get pieced together and how it will read, but I'm anxious to read it because I think it will be good. Knowing Novak and Franz, I think it will be definitely a good read. I think it will be also insightful and helpful like the other one.
Yeah, most definitely. Novak, he's just got a lot of, some crazy experiences.
He definitely does, but I'll tell you what, he's definitely also, rock and roll. I mean, he's the epitome of a rock and roll star, and he's not a rock and roll star.
Yeah, I get what you mean. He's definitely got rock and roll written all over him, but
there are rock stars who you think rock stars that have nothing on him. I mean, he lives that style. That, and I'm not doubting him. I think that's just him. It's just the way he is. There will never be another Brandon Novak. There just won't be.
Oh yeah, no, I definitely agree. There will never ever. He will never be replaced.
Never. And I don't want him to be replaced. I mean, I don't want to see him go. That's ultimately when I get disappointed. It's when I think he could be dead, and I don't want to see him dead. I like having my friends.
Oh, for sure.
Friends that are close friends are an extension of your family, and you don't want to see your family or close friends. You don't want to see them hurting. You don't want to see them struggling. You don't want to see them, hungry. You don't want to see them hurting in any way.
As long as you got friends and family standing beside you, makes you stronger all the way around.
Oh, definitely does.
That's all I got for questions. But if you would, if you want to cover anything else, based upon Novak, the book, or anybody else, feel free.
Well, if you got enough, then I'm good with that.
Okay, well, everybody, that was Todd Yetter.
Yeah, man. Look for me on, Fuck Store. Don't chat up with CKY coming up.
All right.
Yep, I'll drink it. Jess got me drinking beer now. I never used to drink beer, but now I do.
Sorry, go ahead.
Saying I usually just drink wine or whiskey, but Jess got me drinking beer on the last tour.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm definitely a beer guy myself.
I'm not really a beer guy, but I will drink beer now. So if you ever see me, I'll drink a beer with you.
All right. Well, I'll have to pop by Westchester sometime.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, thanks for thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, dude. No problem, man.
Have I hope you have a good day.